Hello. Welcome to Emergence Astrology Year One. As you very likely know, I'm Britton LaRue, and I am the siren and the steward for Emergence Astrology. If you're here, it's because you've been following my work. It's because you've been following along with the promo, or maybe you've been hearing from participants from last year that this was something that you would love. And so you are putting your trust in yourself, and you are putting your trust in year one, and you are putting your trust into me that this is going to be an investment that takes you places. So this is a welcome video. A lot more is going to be coming your way on June 20th, the start of Cancer season, also known as the summer solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere. So I'm inviting you, wherever you are and whatever date that you're receiving this, to enjoy this moment, celebrate this moment of having said yes to this, because your life is going to be changing. Your life is already changing from the fact that you've said yes. So I'm recording this on June 12th. Tomorrow is the day that early bird begins, and then there's a whole nother week of regular enrollment for Emergence Astrology Year One. And I invite you to peek around in that intro module in this course platform to get informed and notice where resources are for you. I wanted to give you as much as you might need to feel grounded into something without overwhelming you with everything that is coming. This scaffold you're seeing is going to be so full by the time we've completed a year. It will take multiple scrolls to get all the way through everything that is being offered to you. Everything that is here is recorded and downloadable for you to have forever. This is material that you own forever, and you will be able to resource yourself from it, come play with it, learn with it again for the rest of your life as long as you have the desire. So I'm so excited and honored and privileged that you have chosen to come play with Emergence Astrology, to devote your reverence to Emergence Astrology, your sweet resources of your time, energy, your ear, your eyes, to this space, to this invitation. As you will see, you're really making of this what you want of it. You are part of Emergence Astrology, and you get to decide what matters to you here. I'm going to give you a whole lot more guidance in the video that will be coming to you on June 20th. But for now, I'm inviting you to notice three important things to think about taking care of and securing for yourself before we fully initiate. So, the first of these things, this is all in one of those first welcome messages. The first of these things is to have a journal. You may or may not know that journaling is so much a part of my magical life. I always get these same journals, they don't make them anymore. So, dear participant, I will not be telling you where I get this as I am securing the final ones that have ever been made. But I have truly a shelf full of these. They take me about 6 to 7 months to fill out. And everything goes here. Everything. Everything on my heart, everything on my mind, every question I'm asking, every tarot pull that I pull, every dream that I have. The notes from any class, it's all in my journals, and it's been such an incredible practice. And I'm going to be giving you guidance coming up here on how to relate to your journal in ways that you may want to explore with. I'm not going to follow you around to make sure that you're journaling. I'm not following you around to make sure you're journaling the way I suggest. Take it or leave it. But my invitation is to try this out. I have a lot of different philosophies behind this that I'll be speaking to you of more in the future. But in the meantime, think about some of your aesthetic decisions here. You know, like, do you like small journals or big journals? Do you want there to be a spiral Or no spiral. I'm very aesthetic about these things. If something isn't beautiful, I'm probably not going to engage with it. So these things matter. And what I would suggest if you want a journal like mine is that you look for a lay flat journal. So what this does is the way it's bound is it quote unquote lays flat. And that way, the paper isn't like doing that thing where the crease creates like a valley. I can't deal with that. So lay flat, and then I look for like pretty nice paper. I don't want any thin paper. I want nice paper. So these companies that you can just tell that they really care about paper and they really care about what they're doing, you know? So I like to support these craftsmen who are making us beautiful bound journals. I'm also really, really picky about pens. My current favorite pen is this Uniball Signo. There's like Japanese writing on them. I found it at like a Japanese shop here in Dallas, and it's very inky, and I like pretty like oh pretty good ink. You may not care about all these things that I'm sharing with them. I'm sharing them with you in case you're like, thanks for the tip. Because like I said, the more pleasure you have in journaling, the more likely you are to go there, right? Because we're not doing this to work on ourselves. We're not doing this in a disciplinary way. That's not fun and beautiful. So that's something to get yourself. For me, I like my whole life in the same journal. And that's because it supports me physically in not compartmentalizing my life. Like having it all in one place is like I can actually see how my motherhood teacher parent conference notes are in here with my mystical notes because they're all me. And I like that. But for some, I know that it can feel really nice to be like, this is my parenting thing journal, or like this is my focus on my nutrition and health journal. This is my da 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 journal. So it's like no shame. It's whatever like feels exciting for you. Do that. Okay. The next thing that is on that list is to get yourself a tarot deck if you currently don't have a tarot deck. Or maybe you have lots of tarot decks, but you're excited to have an excuse to get another one because sometimes we may be like, I really should stop buying tarot decks. And I'm like, well, maybe you wanted an emergence astrology or one tarot deck, huh? Because we're gonna have tarot teachings in here. And one of the daily devotions is to pull a tarot card a day. If you are brand new to the tarot, in the opening lesson there, I've dropped in a video from a previous class. And then there's a PDF from one of my workbooks, one of my self-published workbooks, where I give a lot of tips on how to get going into a tarot deck, how to pick one, how to begin connecting to it, how to build a relationship to it. And I'm truly telling you that even if you've never done this before, in a year, you are going to have a relationship with this deck. Like you and your deck are going to be very good friends. Like you're going to have a very, very deep relationship with one another. So right now it may feel kind of fumbly and strange. And this is very exciting because fumbly and strange is actually how we begin all of our relationships. So inviting you to dive on in. I often speak of my Thoth deck. Some people say Toth, Thoth. I think it's I love this deck. There's much to say on this. I'm not going to go into everything right now, but this was not my first deck. In that video, I talk about getting your first deck because that's a little bit different than moving on into for later decks once you're already into the tarot. If you have any questions about diving into that after you've watched the video and looked all that over, please just reach out to us because we would love to support you in feeling really, really good about the deck that you get. And then the third one that on that list was getting my book. So I know it's kind of like, need to get my book. I know how that sounds. I'm aware of this. But I mean, you're investing in my guidance, and I put a lot of myself into that book. Like, it is a beautiful book physically, and it is a beautiful book at an intellectual level. It's a beautiful book at a heart level, and it's a beautiful book at a spirit level. It's a beautiful experience. And it has chapters based on the sign season, which is how we are structuring this class, as you'll see. So there's just a lot there for you that you can move along with me. And then you have this resource for the rest of your life. So you can buy it from me, or you can shop around. Like, you could find it used. You know how to find books, so I don't really need to go through it. Just buy from wherever it feels best. If you want to buy it from me and you would like me to make a little note to say hi to you or sign it or whatever, happy to do that. I can't give discounts, unfortunately, just because I, unlike my self-published workbooks, I pay the publisher to be able to sell it. And so it's a little bit different for me as a seller, which is not my background, having like being a shop person. But my workbooks, I pay for the whole thing, where with my book, there's a publisher. So I'm like a vendor of my own book through the publisher. Another thing to think about is, what was I? Yes, I want you to make time for when you're going to watch the initiation video that is going to be dropping on June 20th. Like, really set a time, I would say. Because if you get behind on initiating, it might start to be one of those scenarios where you start to, straight out of the gate, start to feel like you're sinking, or like you're losing something, or it's like slipping through your fingers. This is, on the one hand, an illusion, but it's also not an illusion, because initiation is a formal thing that actually like sets time. You know, it sets something beginning. So it's the only thing of everything that's here that you're going to be getting in the Hermitage. It's the only thing that I am going to really strongly encourage you to do, and to do it pretty quickly after the solstice, so that like your psyche and the universe have like felt you initiating this, because you're the one doing this. You know, you're the one who's doing this initiation. You're the one who's doing the thing of the Hermitage. It's really all about you and your relationship to it. Not doing anything perfectly, but doing it with like attention and intention. Intentionally deciding what you're not going to do, and intentionally deciding what you are going to do. So in order to like set that rhythm into place, my invitation to you is, get the calendar out. Like, I know that I've got my Magic of Eye calendar. I'm still a paper calendar person. I would say get in there and find out, like, where is the hour of my life where I'm going to do that? And be intentional about it. Like, and have, and by intention, I mean have fun. And by intention, I mean make it beautiful, because, you know, it might be more fun to imagine like really setting the space with care and with love for yourself, and with love for your Hermitage, and with love for the cosmos, and with love for this process and the privilege of giving yourself this Hermitage. It's a privilege, it's a joy. It's a gift. And so, inviting you to make that initiation process like really special and get into it. If you can't get it going, and because like you're traveling, it's summer, you know, Cancer season, we're often like back home, or we're at places with family, or we're not always like in our regular groove in Cancer season. I understand that. So, even if it's a couple weeks in, Allow that initiation moment to have a place on the calendar, and then everything can just drop in after that. Everything can just drop in after you've initiated. But if you don't do the initiation, then it's like this hovering energy that can be not a lot of fun. And I would love to support you in starting off with fun. So I think those are all the things. Yep, those are all the things that I would want to say. My assistant, Mary Kate, is really the one that you turn to with almost all questions except for billing. There's a place that's like how to contact us. So that's where you can get any answers to questions. Like, I am not the person to reach out to by email because I try to not be in email. I tend to be pretty disorganized and even delinquent when it comes to responding to emails. And I want you to feel supported here. I want you to feel like you can get your questions answered here if you have a question. And so please don't email me. If you want to share with me something about, like, this is what's happening in my experience, I will assume if I see the email from you that it's not urgent, because urgent questions would go to Mary Kate or to Jacqueline. And so I will trust that I can get to it when I get to it. And I will also trust that you know that I'm not promising any responses to emails and that I will just be so happy to receive whatever you want to share with me and may or may not get back to you. That just has to be my email policy at the school. So I am sending you so much gratitude. I can't wait to hang out with you come spring. It's going to be so much fun. And I'm so honored to be able to create and to share with you all the things that I have to offer you season by season, sign by sign across the Hermitage. Thank you so very, very much. And enjoy. I'll see you at the next video that will drop June 20th. Cheers.